we'll have slow-moving vehicles, and people tend to want to drive these roads fast, and they need to be very patient because we have to keep them mowing to keep the sight distances good and keep everybody safe.
You mentioned the roundabout.
Yes.
You get good compliments on how it's moving that traffic through and everything. But it had been mentioned to me about people coming from the east, coming straight through, not realizing that. I know there's a yield sign there, but I witnessed it firsthand yesterday. As you be in the roundabout, coming around, someone come from the east, they never even slowed down coming. I couldn't believe that we missed each other. I hit my brakes hard. And that car just went straight on.
So they're coming from the east, going west.
Coming towards us.
So they're coming
and
towards us.
And they're just going straight through. Okay. I don't mean all, but apparently some just do not realize that they're supposed to.
All right, I will talk to our traffic safety folks and see if there's any way we can maybe beef up the yield signs or make sure we've got all the roundabout signs in the right location or whatever to catch their eye. Because, yeah, but that's kind of weird to me.
Yeah,
I would think that people who are driving that are local and they've had to stop for years, so I don't know.
Yeah, I actually took their license and I thought they need to know to.
Yeah,
but yes.
That's what that giant yield sign's for.
The only other thing, and it's not, I know it's not MoDoc's bridge, but I get asked every once in a while by a group in the park, it's the Coors Bridge, the concrete,
yes.
The old bridge and everything, and MoDoc, I think, built it way back when I looked at the year at one time, I don't remember now, but it is deteriorating. I'm told now that, you know, it wouldn't take that much to fix it now, but the engineer was there one time, and he says, oh, yeah, that needs to be fixed. Do you know any process to go about to the Corps?
I honestly don't. I mean, we can reach out to the Corps, but I don't know which department would even be responsible for maintenance of the bridge. I'm not sure how they're divided up. We've dealt with the realty side because obviously putting the new bridge in, we had to deal with the realty rights of the lake there. And we've dealt with them just on our environmental clearances, but I've never had to deal specifically with a piece of, because they own that bridge, so I've never dealt with anybody.
Who would inspect it? Yeah, it was difficult to find out even who owned it.
Yeah.
Who would inspect it?
I think I had a discussion with our state bridge engineer recently about that, just more on generic terms, not specifically about that bridge. And he felt like it would be our responsibility to inspect all public access bridges. So I need to talk to our district bridge engineer and see if he's got that on the schedule or not. Because I think we had approached it as they're another public entity, so they should be providing their own inspection. But I need to probably get those two together and see if they think it's... Because if we inspect it, it goes back to the same question you had. It's like, who do we give it to and who's going to respond to it? So. I really don't know who that is.
If they do, not
the Corps' fault, but we just don't know who to contact. So.
It's an interesting bridge, but we really can't. It's used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the park's right there, and that's the main road to get through to the road by the dam.
Mm-hmm. I will check with our bridge engineer. I'll try to remember to get that on our next meeting. I did want to let you guys know, I think there's been some confusion. I'm supposed to be on the agenda from now on for every other month. So I'll be back in May. So I think we're working out a date because the last Monday is obviously Memorial Day, so we're working out a date, but I will be back in May. So. Okay.
I had a real quick question. At the bridge meeting, I had shared with you an email. I don't know if I forwarded it to you or gave you a hard copy or both about meeting with the Federal Highway meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of elected to be the one to talk to you about it.
We had an internal discussion, but I'm sorry, we have not acted on
that's
that.
That's fine. Okay.
We need to get back with you guys. My first response, I probably shouldn't say this, but we've had grant applications that we don't know why they don't, so I kind of thought it was ironic that they, I'm sure that's the process is to
I'm
have
sure
you guys talk to us too.
But anyway.
We covered the bases that way. Maybe something would come out of it that would be helpful to both of us.
That was a suggestion, so
okay.
We're having to follow through with that suggestion.
If we had a better track record, then I would feel better about giving advice, but we don't get very many grant applications approved by them either. In fact, we do have an I-49 connector coming up on the very western side of our district. We're very excited to be finishing the last little piece of I-49 that is actually expressway right now. And Arkansas applied for that money, and they're giving it to us so that we can finish, because they have half-cent gas tax or half-cent sales tax that they passed.
Okay.
And so they have funding, but we don't. And they said, well, we're going to put in for this grant and see if we can't get it. And if we do, we'll use our money as the match. We'll show that we're putting funding in, and then maybe that will improve our status as far as the grant. And it apparently did, because they actually received that grant, and it's actually being directed to us. So, so yeah, if you can get somebody else to just give you their grant money, then anyway, kind of ironic. We're excited, though.
Good.
Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll be in recess and move upstairs for roundtable discussion. It's like with the city of Rockaway Beach. Broken bridge. Then we got executive. So we'll be in recess.
You guys know what the discussion was on.